The 10 traits of super successful people. Let's talk about it. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about, and whatever you focus on grows. A good example of focus on and grows is children. If you have children and all of a sudden, let's say you have a teenage daughter or a teenage son, and let's say they get into quote skateboarding or you know, whatever. All of a sudden, they're gonna have 3-4 skateboards. They're going to have skateboard magazines. They're going to watch skateboard videos. They're going to go on YouTube and watch skateboarding. They're going to, what does it do? It consumes their life. That's the power of focus. As you begin to focus, guess what happens? The thing you're focusing on expands. It grows. So, the things that you focus on expand and grow. You can't help it. It's a freaking universal law. It applies to everyone, even you. And so if you spend your time not focused on much, not doing much, just kind of diddly-bopping through life with no actual focus and purpose, no real game plan, just kind of getting through it, and now you find yourself at 45 years old with not much money, and well, that's because that's what you focused on. This is why I rail against debt. It's not the debt. You know, if you make $20,000 a month and you want to have a car payment, it doesn't matter. At that point, it's not dumb. You have the money. You can service the debt. The problem is the people who take on the debt are people who can't afford it. You understand, the moment you sign a piece of paper for debt, you literally have less money next month. Like, you're signing away your most powerful wealth-building tool, which is your income. Because once the income is gone, you can't get it back. You've obligated it to things that don't make you wealthier. And you grow poorer. Your income doesn't keep up with inflation. Your assets depreciate. And then guess what? Now you're 50 and you want to be a socialist. This is what we see, except now we see it with children. So we don't want this to happen. So in order to keep this from happening, it doesn't matter what your age or your sex or your gender, because I truly believe that anyone, regardless of age, race, or financial situation, can become rich in 7 to 10 years. Anyone. You could be 60 years old, and when you hit 70 years old, you could be rich. You could be 50 years old, and when you hit 60 years old, you could be rich. You could be 20 years old, and when you hit 30, you could be rich. I've done it. Millions of people have done it. But it requires focus. It requires taking on some traits of super successful people. Doesn't require a high-paying job. It's just a math formula. Let me say that again. It does not require a high-paying job. You don't get to opt out because you drive a bus. You don't get to opt out of the wealth equation because you work at Walmart. And you especially don't get to opt out because you're a doctor. You would not believe the number of broke doctors I've met. I didn't go to college. I don't have a certificate. I'm not qualified to do anything. And I became a millionaire in 7 to 10 years. By focus. Not doing one thing. Doing multiple things. Creating multiple income streams. The pattern is the same for everyone. But at the core requires focus. These 10 habits or traits are 10 habits and traits that most super successful people possess. Now, what do you call success? Now, the science of getting rich defines success as you doing what you want to do. Now, if you're doing what you want to do right now, you're good. You're done. You're successful. I'm sure you've heard the story where the government man comes to the Indian who's on the reservation. He says, "Hey, man, I want to help you. I want to help you get a job." And the Indian says, "What do I need a job for?" And he says, "Well, that way you can earn an income, and then, you know, then you can buy things." And he goes, or says, "So you can earn an income." And the Indian says, "What do I need an income for?" And he says, "You know, so you can buy like a house and a truck and a car. You can You can get a mortgage, you can get some debt, you can begin to function in society. And he says, well, what do I need to do that for? And he goes, well, so that you can raise your family and your kids and you know, and have a place to live while you work your job. And he says, well, why do I need to do that? The long story, and I'm telling it wrong. But he gets to the very end and he says, the reason for doing all this is so you can retire and go fishing or whatever it is you like to do. And the Indian says, I do that now. So that was, and I told that joke wrong, but I don't know if you've ever heard that story. It kind of puts to mind that maybe start with the end in mind. See, the formula for success is the formula for success is be, do equals have. Meaning, you want to be a successful weightlifter? You start with the premise that you are a weightlifter. Now you have to live your life to prove it. So first you be. You assume what it is you want. So if you want to be a successful artist, you are a successful artist. Now go do what successful artists do. Let's say you wanted to be involved in network marketing and build a team, a sales team, and make millions of dollars. Well, you are a network marketer. So be one. Now do the things that a successful network marketer would do. You want to be a trader? Be a trader. And then do the things that successful traders do. It starts with be. Another way of saying this is walk as if and talk as though. Some people might call it fake it till you make it. I don't like that explanation because this isn't faking. The Bible says faith. What is the definition of faith? The Bible clearly explains that in Hebrews. It's the evidence of things not seen. You can't see it. You know, you can't prove faith, right? And so you have to have faith in yourself. No one else can see it. But then you have to live to prove these things you're saying. So let's dig into these. I messed up that Bible quote. Let's dig into some of these things that I think are the 10 essentials for super successful people, if you want to be one. And that's not a, sometimes people's, well, I only make $30,000 a year. That doesn't give you an excuse not to be super successful. Because you only make $30,000 a year doesn't give you an excuse to be stupid. Stupidity is a choice. Because you make $30,000 a year or live on disability doesn't give you an exemption from being smart. You have a duty, an obligation before God to perform to the best of your ability. Being broke doesn't give you permission to be dumb. You can decide. Start with be, then do. Then have. Most people do this the other way around. They want to do things, hope they become it so that they can have it. They get the formula backwards. Most things are a formula. Becoming a millionaire is a formula. I've talked about this. Success is a formula. Habit or trait number one, practice daily affirmations. I do this all the time. I do this a lot in the morning, but I do it all the time. I used to walk around saying this phrase, I'm only looking for 10,000 people. Only 10,000. Only 10,000. Because if I could get 10,000 people to see my ad, respond to my postcard, return a mailing to me, I could sell to 1,000 of them. I sell to 1,000 of them, I get rich. There's the formula. See, I believe in making everything as simple as possible. Guy to me the other day called and says, well, I need to make more money. And I said, well, that's easy. He said, what do you mean? I said, work more. Most of the answers in life are very simple. Well, I need to lose weight. Stop eating. Well, it can't be that simple. It is. Most of the things in life are super simple. You want to build wealth? Stop taking on debt. Unless the debt makes you money. That is super simple. And not easy for people to do, right? Most of the problems you have in life have a very simple answer. We tend to overcomplicate it, thinking we're unique. Our situation is different. It's not. Human beings have been having the same problems every day. Everyone has the same problems. Wife, kids, not enough money, insurance, health. All these things are the same. There's nothing unique about you and your situation. Practice daily affirmations. This is where you say the things that you want to be true as if they are. I will have $100,000 in my checking account. I will have five, or I do have five rental properties. I will purchase an apartment building. I will write that book. I am a writer. I am a great writer. See, affirmations. If you don't have affirmations, you actually just simply don't have goals. Say them to yourself. Number two, measure what you do and improve. You need a way of keeping score with you. This isn't between you and other people. This is between you and you. See, when I log into my brokerage account where I have my stock investments, when I see the number, that's between me and me. I know if I've been bullshitting. I know if I haven't been saving money or investing money. I know. I can see it right on the screen. And when I get the MasterCard bill, I know if I've been responsible or not. See, your credit card bill is a tracking measurement. It lets you know where your heart is. You say one thing, you do another. People do this to me all the time. Oh, I want to build a business. Uh-huh. What are you going to give up? Because if you make $30,000 a year and you want to build a business, I promise you, you need to be giving up some things. And if you're not willing to give up something, you can't get nothing. There's a direct correlation between what you sacrifice and what you achieve. So number one is practice daily affirmations. Number two is measure what you do and improve. Let's say you were involved with me and my team, my network marketing deal. You shouldn't call me to ask me about your downline or ask me about people in your team. When you do that, that means you're not measuring your own self. How can you not know what your activity is? This is called super responsibility, right? That's when people push the responsibility off onto other people. 2008, they act like the banks ripped them off. Banks didn't rip them off. These are the stupid people that signed the papers. Pillar number one in the 10 pillars of success, pillar number one, how you think is everything. And pillar number 10 is to take full responsibility for everything that happens in your life. Trait number three, success leaves clues. There should be evidence that you're a successful person or trying to be. There should be evidence of this. Evidence. Like I can look at you and tell you just came from the gym. There should be evidence. Evidence. The new car parked out front that you can't afford and now you can't invest because you bought this stupid car. That's evidence. Evidence. So are you leaving evidence of success? Or are you leaving evidence that you're self-sabotaging? Success leaves clues. Number four, smell the leather. I'm not as big into this one, but it's legit. This means go and check out cars you might like to buy. For me, it's houses. I'm obsessed with houses because to me, houses equate wealth. Houses equate generational wealth, meaning I'm setting my grandkids up long after I'm dead. My business will still be pumping out, making money. Long after I'm dead, my descendants will be collecting money from the actions that I'm doing today. I am building generational wealth that will live long past me, and people will thank me 50 to 100 years into the future for the money that they receive. Smell the leather. So I like to go and walk around and look at houses. I look at houses when I don't have money to buy houses. I'm looking online at houses when I don't have money to buy houses. What am I doing? Smelling the leather. Smelling the leather. Now, some people teach, you know, go visit a house that you want to buy, that you want to live in. That's not my goal. See, my goal is to build wealth. It ain't about me living in the house. It's about me buying the house and renting the house. I'm on a different mission. A lot of times when people teach this stuff, they're teaching for self-consumption, so that you can drive a fancy car, so that you can live in a fancy house, so that you can have a swimming pool. It's all bullshit, man. Now, that may be what gets you going. It doesn't do anything for me because I'm on a mission. Maybe one day when I'm old, that'll do something for me. But right now, I drive my 18, 19-year-old truck with pride. You know why? Because it's allowed me to invest because I don't have truck payments. Success leaves clues. And my success looks like an 18-year-old truck. That's the clue, see? So sometimes you have to be careful when you read into the clue. You see that old junker. Well, that's the reason the guy has money. And then you see a guy over here driving a brand new car and he's flat broke because he's over his head in debt. But he looks successful. And so we got to dig under the hood, right? Success leaves clues. Smell the leather. Now, that may do it for you. That may get you up in the morning, nice cars and houses. And I'm not beating up on that if that's you, but man, I'm on a different mission. But if that is you, then that's great. Smell the leather. Test them out. Look around. Feel them. If that gets you going, if you know, a new Corvette gets you up in the morning and gets you hustling, then good, good. Do it. Number five, conventional wisdom is almost always wrong. This is so true. This is so true. You'll see this. When Bitcoin was all over the news and running rampant, that was your signal to sell Bitcoin. When the stock market crashed and you're seeing people, oh, the world is ending, and everyone's freaking out, and that's your signal to buy. You need to be opposite. Opposite. People are stupid, period. All people, your parents, your grandparents, your brother, your sister, we love them. I love them, but they're dumb. They're dumb people. They're not making the right decisions. And that's not an insult on their personal value or worth. But generally, people make bad decisions. The general crowd, the average American could not put his hands on $1,000 if he had an emergency today without borrowing it. Okay? That's dumb. There's no other word for that. Then you've lived dumb for a very long time, and now's your chance to fix that. This is your wake-up call. If that is you, you have to fix that. Because you're just in the masses. And I highly doubt that's you. I highly doubt anyone would listen to me more than an episode or two if they're in that situation, if they didn't want to change. But I'm here to help you to change. Preacher of prosperity. Merchant of capitalism. People should feel an increase when they come around you, or convicted of their decrease. People should go, huh, and think. That's my goal. Number five, conventional wisdom is almost always wrong. Kind of like affordable health care, or the Patriot Act, or my favorite, earned income credit, which is money given to people who didn't earn it. Most things are opposite. Most things are opposite. Most conventional wisdom is wrong. If you're thinking like everyone else, you're probably wrong. Number six is a big one and hard for me. Get out of your comfort zone. Speaking isn't in my comfort zone. Writing books is not in my comfort zone. All you have to do is read one of my books and you'll see all kinds. I get lots of people who are very comfortable at judging other people's work and have, you know, they got A's in English. Now they've never written a book, but they'll sure tell you what's wrong with your book. I get that all the time. And I would encourage those people to get out of their comfort zone and write their own book. Get out of your comfort zone. The reason people will join network marketing and then they don't follow up with people, they don't call people, they don't do any of that, because it's not comfortable. Being successful is rarely comfortable. You think Donald Trump is comfortable? Think he's comfortable being attacked and every move being criticized and everyone trying to get him? That's not comfortable, I assure you. Number seven, have laser beam focus. This kind of goes back to that idea that I said of making things simple. Laser beam. I need to make more money. Work more. That's it. Work 7 days a week. If I only had $1,000 or less in my account, if you're listening to my voice and you only have $1,000, I would not take a day off until I had $10,000 saved. Not a single day off, ever. I would work 8 days a week, 12 hours a day until I got that money. Because I don't know how you would sleep. I don't know how you can be comfortable in that. I don't know. Blows my mind. I don't know how a person could take a day off and they're borderline financially broke, busted. I don't know how you do it, man. You know, I have money and I get up every day. Every day I wake up and tell myself, Gerald, you're broke. You're broke. Every day, I'm broke. I need to make money. So I don't have to be told, follow up with prospects. Why? Because I'm broke. I need money. So I follow up with prospects. I don't need to be told to invest. Why? Because I don't want to be broke at 70. So I have to invest. Like, these things are not optional. They're mandatory. It's my duty. I'm honor bound to protect my family. I'm honor bound to provide for my family 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I have a duty to have money 10 years from now. And the actions I take today, the decisions I make today, the debts that I assume today affect them in 5 or 10 years. And if people would begin to see it that way, they'd be a lot less likely to take on debt other than for debt that pays them money. Now, if that debt pays you money, take on all of it you can get. So number 7 was have laser beam focus. What you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. It is the essential ingredient to success, focus. Number 8, don't give a bleep what they think about you. I get ugly letters all the time. All the time. I get ugly letters. Now I get lots of nice ones too. But you're going to have haters. If you're doing anything in this world, if you don't have anybody hating on you, I'm not talking about girlfriends and friends. I'm not talking about that kind of hate. But honestly, if you don't have people talking shit about you in public, saying things, threatening you, it's because you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything. That's why no one's picking on you. Put yourself out there. Do a podcast recording. Write a book. Start doing things. Start promoting something. Put yourself out there and watch them try to chop your head off. I get it every day. Every day. And I have for 20 years. And ask me if I care. Not a bit. Not a bit. Not a bit. Not a bit. Oh. I have another family member who's a model. You should see the hate he gets. People insulting his face, bone features, clothing, weight. It's just nonstop insults. The kid has skin of armor. He doesn't give a damn. It's one of the traits of successful people. Kid is 16 years old and constantly tells me his affirmations. Constantly tells me. He measures himself. He can look and see how many likes, how many comments. Did he make any money? He can measurably see what he's doing. Oh, and it leaves clues in the form of checks. And he smells the leather, constantly looking at pictures of fancy cars and mansions and saying, I want one of these, but I want to write a check, Dad. I want to write a check. For a $100,000 car. I want to write a check. So he's smelling the leather. He knows what most other people are doing isn't going to work. Most of his friends are going to high school. They're then going to go to college. They're going to graduate, get mediocre jobs, and live mediocre lives. Probably won't be able to access $1,000 if they had to. Take on debt, car payments, all the same crap that everyone else has that obviously isn't working. Conventional wisdom is broken. They do not teach you how to get rich in school. Now, they give you some basic skills that rich people need, like reading and writing. But have you taken a course on follow-up? Have you taken a course on meeting and networking with people? Have you taken... Sorry, you may have heard a beep in there. Had an emergency call. So number 8, we're talking about this idea, not giving a beep what people think of you. It's super important. If you don't have any haters, it's because you're not trying to do anything. You're going to have them. I used to have a friend that refused to take checks because he might get a charge. You know, the check might bounce. So stupid. He can't run his business because he's worried of all. He's like literally creating affirmations of failure, meaning he just assumes the checks will bounce so he wouldn't take checks from people. It's crazy. Number 9, surround yourself with successful people. Now, I don't physically do this in the physical realm. I do by not having many friends. I don't have many friends. My experience, super successful chief people, I don't have time. I work every day. I'm on a mission, and that mission is super important to me. I don't get a lot of joy hanging out with people, watching football, and just hanging out. And I don't enjoy partying. To me, these are all wastes of time. I like being with my family, but past that, you know, I'm in a couple mentor groups. I dig that. I dig doing the mentor group thing. I dig reading books. I dig podcasts. And so I surround myself with successful people in that, what do I take into my mind? I don't sit around watching Fox, CNN, and all that, because the general consensus is wrong. Everything they're telling you on the news is a lie on both sides, both left and right. So I mute the TV, I watch Fox Business, and I listen to things that I want to listen to. Controlled. What you think about comes about. What you focus on grows. So I take control of the food going into my mind. Which what? Helps me become a successful person. Because now I begin to internalize these ideas of affirmations, of measuring myself. Am I, you know, I got into, when I was jogging, I found the best way that I could get into radical shape was just start running marathons. Which required me to track and to keep track of things and to eat right and to study. And I ended up doing over 100 marathons. Why? That wasn't to impress anyone. It was for me. It was a loud way for me to measure myself. Because it's easy to say, yeah, I go to the gym, I work out. Go run 100 marathons. Like, that's legit measurement, right? And that's also clues. If you do 100, that's pretty damn, you left a clue that you're really into this, right? And so begin to find ways that you're measuring these things. I'm smelling the leather. I'm realizing that most conventional wisdom is wrong. So if they say, oh, you should work until you're 65 and put all your money into a 401k, wrong. Like, that's all wrong. Everything they're telling you is wrong. Almost all of it is wrong. 6, getting out of my comfort zone. 7, having laser focus. 8, not giving a beep about what people say about you. 9, surrounding yourself with successful people. That is obvious, I think, how to do that. And the last but final is take action. It does no good to listen to me. It does no good to listen to other podcasts and read books, go to seminars and all these things and never do anything. I get this all the time when people want to do, they've been wanting to do real estate for 5 years. It takes one day. Like, all you have to do is find a realtor, say, I'll take that house, put down the down payment, now you have a house. It's that simple, and yet people have been getting ready for 5 years. Or hopping from opportunity to opportunity to opportunity to opportunity to opportunity to opportunity. They just hop around. And the reason people do that is it gives them no personal responsibility for their own results. They can say, well, that didn't work. Go to the next one. Well, that one didn't work. When the truth is, it's you. It's you. It's me. It's us. And we can decide. Right now, we can decide to be a person who's successful. Be, do, equals have. So what is it that you want to have? And then be that right now. Be that right now. And start by affirming it with affirmations. You start that by affirming that with affirmations. And then you begin to measure it. Am I doing what I say, or am I just full of crap? Only you know that. You remember the example I gave you, the one guy, his 20-year-old vehicle, the reason he has a 20-year-old vehicle is he's been taking all of his money and doing really smart things with it, but he doesn't look as successful. And then over here, you have the guy who's got the nice suit and a nice job, and but he's loaded down in credit card debt, student loans, he's got a fancy car that he's got payments on. He's not investing anything. Everything in his life is going down in value, but he gives the illusion of success. And so how you measure it is different. Make sure that the measuring stick you're using is actually a tool, a measurement of actual rich and wealth. Is it real? Is it real? Smell the leather. Avoid conventional wisdom. Get out of your comfort zone. Have laser-like focus. Don't give a damn what people say about you, and if they don't say anything about you, it's because you're not even trying. Surround yourself with successful people, and my God, get off your ass and do something. Period.